Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans and the End Time Men and Women of War Ministries, along with the Life Support, our church and our prayer room ministry. So delighted today to be back on our radio broadcast for the study in God's Word. I just give God all the praise and all the glory on this evening. I magnify his holy name today. I give him praise and glory. Hallelujah. God is such a good God, and he's so worthy. God is worthy to be praised on today. I just bring you greetings from the End Time Men and Women of War today, the Life Support Outreach Ministry, the prayer room ministry. I'm so excited to be here on today. I just thank and praise God. I thank God on today. God is such a good God, and he's so worthy. God is worthy to be praised on today. Y'all give me a minute. I'm sitting up here, okay? I give God all the praise, all the glory. Hallelujah. God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We're going to get ready to, as soon as I can, get into this two-hour radio broadcast so we can start with our Bible class. We're going to have a devotion, though, a short devotion. Soon as this thing come up, y'all. This is soon as it come up. I don't know what's going on here. Give me 1 second. It's always some every time I get ready to come on here. My God. Give me 1 second. I have never seen this before on here, so you all give me a minute. It ain't nothing but the enemy, but the devil is a lie in the name of Jesus. Because I can't bring anybody on until I get this situated, and I don't have time to keep going through this. I don't have the time to keep going through this. Give me 2 minutes. I want to know. All right, I got y'all now. Yes, I do. The devil is a lie in the name of Jesus. So we're getting ready. I'm going to read a scripture coming from Psalms 109. Anyway, that went from 109 to 122. Psalms 22. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? Oh, my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not, and in the night season, and am not silent. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in thee. They trusted, and thou didst deliver them. They cried unto thee and were delivered. They trusted in thee and were not confounded. But I am warm and no man, reproach of men and despised of people. All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shook out the lips. They shake the head, saying, he trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighted in him. But thou art he that took me out of the womb. Thou didst make me hope when I was up on my mother's breast. I was cast upon thee from the womb. Thou art my God from my mother's belly. But not far from me, for trouble is near. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Many bulls have compassed me. Strong bulls of Bashan have beset me round and round. They gape up on me with their mouths as the raving and a roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up like the potsherd, and my tongue cleaves to my jaws. And thou hast brought me unto a death. I have just read through the first 15 verses of Psalms 22. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to, wait a minute. We're going to get ready to have a song. Let me see. Okay.
Ah!
Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace on tonight, God, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I confess tonight and I repent, asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, I come now, God, asking you right now, God, to let me decrease that the Holy Ghost may increase. And teach us tonight, God. Father, I know nothing of myself. I have no power of myself. I have no authority of myself, but it's you, God. It's you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, let me decrease tonight. Let me just move out of your way, Holy Spirit. Just move this vessel, God, that the Holy Spirit, just cleanse this vessel that the Holy Spirit can use me on tonight. In the name of Jesus. Father, now I ask you to cover everyone under the sound of my voice. Cover their families on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus. Then, Lord, I ask you right now, God, to open up our understanding of this word, of your word, God. Open up our minds and our hearts to receive it just like you got it, God. In the name of Jesus, just bless tonight. In the name of Jesus, I bind up the strong man right now from this radio broadcast. In the name of Jesus, I bind it up right now. I cast them out. I command them to go, witches and wizards and warlords and mediums and psychics and demons. Father, I bind them up. Send them to the dry places tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I will be careful to give you all the praise, all of the glory, out of the honor in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. So let it be. Amen. So I'm going to get ready to start reading chapter 21. My book is here. Then came near the heads of the fathers of the Levites unto Eleazar the priest, and unto Joshua the son of Nun, and unto the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel. And they spake unto them at Shiloh and in the land of Canaan, saying, the Lord commanded by the hands of Moses to give us cities to dwell in, with the suburbs thereof for our cattle. And the children of Israel gave unto the Levites out of their inheritance at the commandments of the Lord these cities and the sub and their suburbs. And the lot came out for the families of the Kohathites and the children of Aaron, the priests, which were the Levites, had by lot out of the tribe of Judah, and out of the tribe of Simeon, and out of the tribe of Benjamin, 13 cities, and the rest of the children of Kohath had by lot, out of the families of the tribe of Ephraim, and out of the tribe of Dan, and out of the tribe of Manasseh, 10 cities, and the children of Gershon had by lot, out of the families of the tribe of Issachar, out of the tribe of Asher, and out of the tribe of Naphtali, and out of the tribe of Manasseh in Bashan, 13 cities. The children of Moriah by the family had out of the tribe of Reuben, out of the tribe of Gad, and out of the tribe of Zebulun, 12 cities. And the children of Israel gave by lot the Levites these cities, the Levites these cities, with their suburbs, as the Lord commanded by the hands of Moses. And they gave out the tribes of the children of Judah out of the tribe of the children of Simeon, the cities which had mentioned by name, and the children of Aaron being of the family of Kohath, who were the children of Levi, had for theirs was the first lot, and they gave them the city Araba, the father of Achan, which city is Hebron in the hill country of Judah, with the suburbs thereof round and about it. But the fields of the city and the village thereof gave they to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, for their possession. Thus they gave to the children of Aaron the priest Hebron, with her suburbs to be a city of refuge for the slayer, and the Libnah with her suburbs, and Jittir with her suburbs, and Ishtemoah with her suburbs, and Holon with her suburbs, and Debira, whatever that is, with her suburbs, and An with her suburbs, Jattai with her suburbs, and Beth Shemesh with her suburbs, 9 cities out of those 2 tribes, and out of the tribe of Benjamin, Gibeon with her suburbs, Geba with her suburbs, and Athar with her suburbs, and Almon with her suburbs, 4 cities. All the cities of the children of Aaron the priest were 13 cities with their suburbs, and the families of the children of Kohath, the Levites, which remain of the children of Kohath, even they had the cities of their lots out of the tribe of Ephraim, for they gave them with her suburbs in Mount Ephraim to be a city of refuge for the slayer, and Gazar with her suburbs, and Kibzaim with her suburbs, and Beth Horon with her suburbs, 4 cities, and out of the tribe of Dan, Eltika with her suburbs, Gibbethon with her suburbs, and Jalon with her suburbs, Gathrimmon with her suburbs, 4 cities, and out of the half tribe of Manasseh, Tanach with her suburbs, and Gathrimmon with her suburbs, 2 cities, and the cities were 10 with their suburbs for the families of the children of Kohath that remained. And unto the children of Gershon of the families of Levi out of the other half tribe of Manasseh, they gave Galan, Golan, and Bashan with her suburbs to be a city of refuge for the slayer of Besh-Teran, and with her suburbs, 3 cities. And out of the tribe of Issachar, Kishon with her suburbs, Dabiri with her suburbs, Jarmuth with her suburbs, Enganim with her suburbs, 4 cities, and out of the tribe of Asher, Mishael with her suburbs, Abdon with her suburbs, Helkath with her suburbs, and Rehob with her suburbs, 4 cities, and out of the tribe of Naphtali, Kadesh in Galilee with her suburbs to be a city of refuge for the slayer of Hamadur with her suburbs, and Kartan with her suburbs, 3 cities, and the cities of Gershonites according to their families, were 13 cities and their suburbs. And unto the families of the children of Mariah, the rest of the Levites out of the tribe of Zebulun, Jokanim, and with her suburbs, Karta, with her suburbs, Dimnash with her suburbs, Nahala with her suburbs, four cities out of the tribe of Reuben, Bezar with her suburbs, and Jahazai with her suburbs, Kidemoth with her suburbs, and Mephidah with her suburbs, four cities, and out of the tribe of Gad, Ramoth of Gilead with her suburbs to be a city of refuge for the slayer, and Mahanaim with her suburbs, Heshbon with her suburbs, Jazer suburbs, four cities in all. So all the cities of the children of Merari by their families, which were remaining of the families of the Levites, were by their lots 12 cities, and the cities of the Levites within the possession of the children of Israel were 48 cities with their suburbs. These cities were everyone with their suburbs running about them. Thus were all these cities. And the Lord gave unto Israel all the land which he swore to give unto their fathers, and they possessed it and dwell therein. And the Lord gave them rest round and about according to all that he swore unto their fathers. And there stood not a man of all their enemies before them. The Lord delivered all their enemies unto their hand. There fell not aught of any good thing with the Lord, which the Lord has spoken unto the house of Israel. All came to pass. Amen.
Then Joshua called the Reubenites and the Gadites and the half tribe of Manasseh, and said unto them, ye have kept all that Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, and have obeyed my voice in all that I commanded you. Ye have not left your brethren these many days until this day, but have kept the charge of the commandment of the Lord your God. And now the Lord your God has given rest unto your brethren, as he promised them. Therefore, now return ye, and get ye into your tent, and unto the land of your possession, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you on the other side of Jordan. But take diligent heed to do the commandments and the law which Moses, the servant of the Lord, charged you, to love the Lord your God, and to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments, and to cleave unto him, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. So Joshua blessed them and sent them away, and they went unto their tents. Now, to the one half of the tribe of Manasseh, Moses had given possession in Bashan, but unto the other half thereof gave Joshua among their brethren on the side Jordan westward. And when Joshua sent them away also unto their tents, then he blessed them. And he spake unto them, saying, return with much riches unto your tents, and with very much cattle, and silver, and with gold, and with brass, and with iron, and with very much raiment, divided the spoil of your enemy with your brethren, and the children of Reuben, and the children of Gad, and the half tribe of Manasseh returned and departed from the children of Israel out of Shiloh, which is the land of Canaan, to go unto the country of the lead to the land of their possession, whereof they were possessed according to the word of the Lord by the hand of Moses. And when they came unto the borders of Jordan that are in the lands of Canaan, the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half tribe of Manasseh built there an altar by Jordan, a great altar to see too. And the children of Israel heard, say, behold, the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh have built an altar over against the land of Canaan in the borders of Jordan at the passage of the children of Israel. And when the children of Israel heard of it, the whole congregation of the children of Israel gathered themselves together at Shiloh to go up to war against them. And the children of Israel to the children of Reuben and to the children of Gad and to the half-tribe of Manasseh into the land of Galilee, Phinehas, or Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the priest, and with him 10 princes of each chief house of prince throughout all the tribes of Israel, and each one was an head of the house of their fathers among thousands of Israel. And they came unto the children of Reuben, and to the children of Gad, and to the half-tribe of Manasseh, unto the land of Galilee, and they spake with them, saying, thus with the whole congregation of the Lord, what trespass is this that ye have committed against the God of Israel, to run away this day from following the Lord, in that ye have builded ye an altar that ye might rebel this day against the Lord? Is the iniquity of Peor too little for us, from which we are not cleansed until this day? Although there was a plague in the congregation of the Lord, but that ye must turn away this day from following the Lord, and it will be seen ye rebel today against the Lord, that tomorrow he will be wroth with the whole congregation of Israel. Notwithstanding, if the land of your possession be unclean, then pass ye over unto the land of the possession of the Lord, wherein the Lord's tabernacle dwelleth, and take possession among us, but rebel not against the Lord, nor rebel against us in building you an altar beside the altar of the Lord our God. Did not Achan, the son of Zerah, commit a trespass in the accursing thing, and wrath fell on all the congregation of Israel, and the man perished not alone in his iniquity? Then the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh answered and said unto the heads of the thousand of Israel, the Lord God of gods, the Lord God of gods, he knoweth all Israel, he shall know. If it be in rebellion or if in transgression against the Lord, save us not this day, that we have built us an altar to turn from following the Lord. Wow. Or if to offer thereon burnt offerings or meat offerings, or if to offer peace offerings thereon, let the Lord himself require it. And if we have not rather done it for fear of this thing, saying, in time to come your children might speak unto our children, saying, what have ye to do with the Lord God of Israel? For the Lord hath made Jordan a border between us and you, and ye children of Reuben and children of Gad. Ye have no part in the Lord. So shall your children make our children cease from fearing the Lord. Therefore we said, let us now let us now prepare to build us an altar, not for burnt offering, nor for sacrifice, but that it may be a witness between us and you and our generations after us, that we might do the service of the Lord before him with our burnt offerings and with our sacrifices and with our peace offerings, that your children may not say to our children in time to come, ye have no part in the Lord. Therefore said we, that it shall be when they should so say to us or to our generations in time to come, that we may say again, behold, the pattern of the altar of the Lord, which our fathers made, not for burnt offerings, nor for sacrifices. Nor for sacrifices, but it is a witness between us and you. God forbid that we should rebel against the Lord and turn this day from following the Lord to build an altar for burnt offerings, for meat offerings, or for sacrifices, besides the altar of the Lord, our God, that is before his tabernacle. And when Phinehas, the priest and the princes of the congregation and heads of the thousand of Israel, which were with him, heard the words that the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the children of Manasseh spake, it pleased them. And Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the priest, said unto the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the children of Manasseh, this day we perceive that the Lord is among us, because ye have not committed this trespass against the Lord. Now ye have delivered the children of Israel out of the hand of the Lord. Wow. And Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the priest, and the princes returned from the children of Reuben and from the children of Gad out of the land of Gilead unto the land of Canaan to the children of Israel, and brought them word again. And the thing pleased the children of Israel, and the children of Israel blessed God, and did not intend to go up against them in the battle to destroy the land wherein the children of Reuben and Gad dwelt. And the children of Reuben and the children of Gad called the altar a, for it shall be a witness between us that the Lord is God. The word of God for the people of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. This stuff is really getting good, y'all. It's really getting good. First question, we'll start in 21. It says, in which tribe did the Levites receive land and cities?
Verse 4, was it the tribe of Judah, Simeon, and Benjamin?
Okay. They received 13. They received land and cities. Well, to me, it looked like it was all of them, because I think if you read on down, it's all of them says 12 cities, the tribe of Zebulun. But this thing said land and city. So in 4, it said the lot came out of the family of Kohathites, children of Aaron the priest, which were the Levites, had by lot out of the tribe of Judah and out of the tribe of Simeon and out of the tribe of Benjamin, 13 cities. But on down it says that about Ephraim, Dan, and the half tribe of Manasseh, 10 cities. So I could say, or we could say, it's all 12 tribes. Because all of them. As you go along, you will see where it was saying they had 13 cities and 12 cities and like that. So I think it was all 12 tribes gave land and cities or whatever it was that they should have, that they were given. But, yeah, with all 12 tribes. Okay. How many cities did the Levites receive within the land? What did Joshua warn the people to be careful to do before he sent them to their land? Jesus.
Verse 5. To love the Lord your God and to walk in all your and walk in all his ways and to keep his commandments and to cleave unto him and serve him with all your heart and with all your soul.
Absolutely. Yep. Verse 2. What did the children of Reuben, Gad, and the half tribe of Manasseh build for themselves?
An altar.
Yes, in verse number 10, ain't it? It says, and when they came unto the border of Jordan, they that are in the land of Canaan, the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half tribe of Manasseh built there in altar by the Jordan, a great altar to see to. Amen. Okay. What was their reason for building this,
They just wanted something where they didn't want to have to have offerings. They wanted something for their children, I believe that's what it was.
Yes, I think it's in verse 27.
I'm just starting at verse 23, and it says, well, actually verse 22, the Lord God of gods, the Lord God of gods, he knoweth in Israel, he shall know, if it be in rebellion or if in transgression against the Lord. Save us not this day, that we have built us an altar to turn from following the Lord, or if to offer their one burnt offering, or meat offerings, or if to offer peace offerings, let the Lord himself require it. And if we have not rather done it for fear of this thing, saying, in time to come your children might speak unto our children, what have ye to do with the Lord God of Israel?
Okay, we want to still go on and read because what is it? Go ahead. Read the point.
Okay, I read it. For the Lord hath made Jordan a border between us and you, ye children of Reuben and children of Gad. Ye have not part in the Lord, so shall your children make our children cease from fearing the Lord. Therefore we said, let us now prepare to build us an altar, not for burnt offering, nor for sacrifice, but that it may be a witness between us and you and our generations after us, that we might do the service of the Lord before him with our burnt offerings and with our sacrifices and with our peace offerings, that your children may not say to our children, in time to come, ye have no part in the Lord. Therefore, said we, that it shall be when they should so say to us, or to our generations in times to come, that we may say again, behold the pattern of the altar of the Lord, which our fathers made not for burnt offering, nor for sacrifices, but it is a witness between us and you.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going.
Mm-hmm. No. That's good right there. Because to me, it's really for the witness of, to be a witness to me.
I'm sorry. But it say that they going to turn from following the Lord. Like, I mean.
Yeah, because they're afraid. He was telling them that they're afraid that they're going to turn because they've been so disobedient. They've been so disobedient, and they are going to turn in chapter 23. In 24, they're going to turn from the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to turn from him. He's going to give up on them. You know, not give up on, but he's going to take his hands off of them, and they're going to get beat to death. Because they did turn from God. They did. I just don't understand it. How they could do it after all what they've been through, all that he brought them through, they still turn from him. And I don't get it. I just can't see it. He done brought them so far for them to turn like that. You know, I mean, they didn't mean any harm by building the altar that they built. But after a while, things started changing. And we'll see. Just as sure as we sitting here going through this word, they're going to turn to idol God. And that's what God hates. And so, you know.
So they was bold enough to build their own altar on the side of God's altar.
The George.
Yeah.
And they say they didn't mean no harm by that now. They say they didn't mean no harm. They just wanted to be a witness that God is God. That's what they say. And on down the line here in the next couple of chapters or the next chapter, I don't know, I had been just reading and listening to it and reading it as well, where they are going to turn. They're going to turn to other gods, and God is going to take his hands off of them, and they're going to get captured. And I ain't saying no more about it, but yeah, they're going to turn. Mm-hmm. So, it's like even today, you know, that's why we have an opportunity to repent from the things that we do now, because the Father sent Jesus. So we have a right.
I'm sorry. I mean, I was sitting here talking, and I didn't know it was still on mute. I'm sorry. Good evening, everyone. I have
Good
a question,
evening.
Apostle, in reference to the sins and the turning that they are doing towards God. And do you think that they're continuously doing those things because they still are living in sin? And when we're living in sin, how the enemy have shields over our eyes? So just like today, when you minister to people that are in the world and they don't see any wrong with the life that they're living, due to the shield that the enemy or the covering that the enemy have over their eyes, so it requires God to deliver them from that place. And I think back to when the disciples traveled with, so long with Jesus, right by Jesus' side. And it wasn't until Jesus ascended to heaven that their eyes were actually open to the scriptures.
Yeah.
I wonder, I'm sorry, go ahead.
But, well, because God has showed them over and over who he is. And like you say, they was right there with Jesus, but God been showing them over and over and over again. I mean, he had his hand on them, and he just delivered every enemy that they had to them. And they won every war that they fought. Every battle that they fought, they won because God had them. And they go build an altar? I don't understand why they couldn't see. To me, it's just like a desire, or it's like, just like when he gave them all that land, and they got so where they wanted him to possess it for them, and he wouldn't, because he told them they had. So to me, it's like, I don't know, and maybe I'm just, you know, like you say, they could be just blind, like you said, but you know, when somebody doing something over and over and over again for you, and then reward you all this inheritance, and Joshua blessed them. He blessed every last one of them. And then they go build an altar right beside the Lord. Now, I'm not going to say they was trying to do wrong. But just from building that altar, I think, is what's going to happen over in that next chapter, because they're going to turn from God. You know, they're going to turn from him again. But, you know, like you said, maybe it was blindness on them. I just can't see how they could do that. And God has been showing them and brought them out of Egypt all the way up until now. And they know it's not a man doing this. They know it's God. That's what they said in here. We know it's God. So that's why we was building an altar, so it could be a witness between them and us, or God and us. That's, you know. And it's just like today. We can use this for today, because every time, we don't truly repent, because when we truly repent, we turn from that. But we are turning halfway and go back, backslide, and stuff like that, and God ain't having it. He ain't having it. He took his total, complete hand off of them. Yes, he did, because, he let Joshua bless them with all those blessings. They didn't have nothing else to do but live until he said, do something else. Do we have any questions or comments? And I really didn't get a chance to, Prophetess Rome, I see where you was going with that. I really do. But I just feel like, I don't know, because so many of us are blind today, even today. We just don't see nothing that's really going on. And he's showing us all the times. He's showing us it's wars and rumors of wars. It's even fighting against each other, just white and black, just fighting, you know, just going up against each other. And then the weather. He said, when you can't tell the season from the season. He said, when you can't tell a man from a woman. All of those things are happening. But he don't want us to look at the world, because we in this world, but we're not of the world. So we got to keep our eyes on him, fixed on the prize. You know, so I it could have been that, but I feel like God has taken them from Egypt, the desert, for 40 years, and they still did wrong. They still didn't believe, you know, and then he took them a little further. He gave all their enemies into their hands, and they still couldn't see. So, you know, it's just, I don't know. It's thing. And you know, it's the people like that today. It's people like that today. So I had some questions or something I had wrote down. I don't know what them questions are. But I was trying to make sure I got everything myself from it, because it's very good. This is very good. What did I get? The Levites were composed of three grand families, the Gershonites, what is that, the Gevalites, and the Merizites, independently of the family of Aaron. In Numbers 35 and 8 says, from them that have many, ye shall give many. And from them that have few, ye shall give few. In other words, the ones that had a lot of land, you shall give a lot. And when you have a little land, you shall give a little to the Levites. Mm-hmm. And then there was something else I seen in the commentary where it says the rest of the family of the children of Kohath, that is the remaining part of the family that was not priests, had theirs in Ephraim, whose wife was horribly abused by them. I didn't understand that. I didn't really understand. I was trying to kind of do a little research on that, because they were saying this is the part of the family that was not priests. They were just, I guess, corner-minded men, and they abused somebody's wife really bad. That's what the commentary said. I don't know. And I just didn't try to go into it because I didn't want to throw nobody off with it. In chapter 20, they did build an altar. Okay, I was just writing down some questions and trying to, why do you think, okay, oh, this may be another chapter. Anyway, how I'm trying to say this, God really, really blessed them, and they had no right to do that. Again, I mean, they could be blind, but they knew all the time what God had done for them. Just like we know, when we know we in sin, we still know what God has done for us. And we still be in the middle of sin. God has blessed us so, just like he had Joshua to bless them. God has blessed us so, and I can speak for myself. He has blessed us so with miracles. There is no way we should have any other thing in our mouth, any other belief in our head, but Jesus and Christ and him crucified. It's just that simple. But nobody's perfect. We are all striving for the Lord. We all trying to get there. Questions or comments? Yeah, this was good. It was good. Even how he was saying
clarification, I guess, on the reason what he said why they built the altar. And I think I took it maybe wrong when he was talking about that they may be a witness between one another for generations. I was thinking more futuristically that, you know, for generations to come, that they can pass it down and
mm-hmm.
or something like that. And in there, he was talking about them and their service on to the Lord. I know maybe I kind of took that a little bit differently. I'm not sure.
What verse is it?
It's in verse 27, but I was trying to understand the reason for the building of the altar by the Jordan. When he was talking about witness, being a witness, not in this context, that the older can tell, or the mother, the father can tell the children and pass it on down for generations, that they will know that it will be spoken, that it was said.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of how I thought it. But I don't think that's what you were saying.
Let me read some out of here. That's 21, right?
No, 27. Like he was saying that your children.
I mean,
like, in other words, chapter 22. Chapter 22.
Okay. Okay.
The question.
Okay.
B.
So could I say some, if I may?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so basically the altar, you know, not the burnt offering nor the sacrifice, but that it may be a witness. See, the Eastern tribe recognized this from the center of worship in Israel. And it was a natural barrier that was by the Jordan River. So between them and the rest of the nation, so they built an altar to link them to the segments of the nation. Like, so that's what, you know, I originally came up with. I mean, they need to be linked between two nations. And, you know, it's almost like a from one to the next. Like a memorial to them to the nations.
Yeah. And that's good. And also, it says here in my commentary, that it wasn't, which more positively forbade any sacrifice or offering to be made in any other place than that one which the Lord should choose. Therefore, the altar built by the Reubenites, etc., was for no religious purpose, but merely to serve as a testimony that they were merely to serve women as a testimony that they were one people with those on the west of the Jordan, having the same religious and civil constitution and bound by the same interest to keep the constitution there. And so it was just saying it was a witness for them to, because they had the same interest in the same religion. And just like it said, so it could be passed down through generations to their sons and daughters, so they'll know what they went through, what all of what they did and stuff like that. So they build an altar for it. So it's just like you say, just like a memorial. What should I say? Like a Statue of Liberty, something like that. But this is something that they go and show. This is what happened back then, and when, and they pass it down to their children, to the next generation. Just some things like we do, because there's a lot of things our parents taught us that we teach our children. Even how to pray, even how to know you have to go to church, know you have to believe in the Lord Jesus, and stuff like that. But we don't build an altar to do it. We just tell them. Did that help you any?
Yes.
African. Okay, and it may not be all together, but I read in my territory, but I had studied it too about that. I had studied it because what they were saying was, let me see who was talking. Joshua or Taylor, one of them was saying, don't you know what happened before when somebody built an altar? It was a plague sent to the whole congregation. And we ain't finna have that. We not having that. God sent a plague and killed so many of us because of what one person did. And we're not going there anymore. That's what it was saying over there. They was getting on them. They was finna, what they was finna do was mess them up. The other congregation went to them and said, why did you do this? Don't you know what happened when they did this before? The Lord sent a plague, and it killed so many. And we don't want that because it don't just get the one who did it. It get all of them. And so that was finna get them for building that altar. And they were saying, oh, we didn't build it for that. We built it for this. So that's what stopped them. That's exactly what stopped them. So, and I hope you understand just a little of it, because if you understand just some of it, on the next chapter, you're going to connect it all together. It's going to connect. But I just try to get something out of what we studied and learned, so you can have it to take to the next chapter. I mean, we have 23 and 24 on Thursday, and we have Judges chapter 1, because we're doing three chapters on Thursday, every other Thursday. So we won't get too far behind. But, I just want to get out of the book of Joshua and get on with Judges. But you're going to see it's going to come together a little better when you read 23 and 24. It's going to come together a little better. I've already read them, and it does, and I understand better. So if you have no more questions or comments, we're going to get ready to close out. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for your word on tonight, God. Father, we thank you for opening up our understanding on tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you to bless everyone that's under the sound of my voice and bless their families, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just give you praise and glory, and we thank you for this opportunity just to study. We thank you, God. We don't take that for granted, God, that we can just study whenever we want to study. Not when we want to study, but when we want to pick that Bible up and get into your word, nobody's trying to stop us, God, in the name of Jesus. We don't take that for granted. Father, I just thank you for this opportunity. I ask you to bless the ministry and every member, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, 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 and praise the Lord. I just want to let everybody know we had a very good meeting today. We will be getting a website real soon here, maybe in 10 days, something like that. And I just want everybody to know I'm really excited about it. And I thank God for the connection. I thank God for the connection. So just be praying for our ministry and our churches, and so we can get in. And then I want to let everybody know, I know everybody don't know, that in September we'll be starting training chaplains. We're going to have a training class for chaplains, and we will do it on Zoom. We will do it online on Zoom, and that you can get your chaplain's license and be a part of the association. So And we'll let you know more about it as we go on. So I'm just letting everybody know. Though chaplain can do a whole lot of things. They can go into hospitals. They can go. Police officers can call different chaplains and have them to pray over people if it's been an accident or something like that. And that's why you have to be trained in certain areas when you want to be a chaplain, and you always have to be a part of association, always. So we're going to have that done. I mean, we're going to do this. And so if you want to be a part, please let me know. Please let me know, because we're gonna put it out there real soon. And I know we'll get a lot of people. And I haven't really researched it, but it's going to be good. I'm not going to say what I was going to say, but it's going to be good. So I just wanted to let everybody know what was going on, because it's just members on here tonight. So just keep us in your prayers. Keep us in your prayers. We're going to go. God bless you all. I love you. You all have a good night here. I will be on the live in the morning at 7 o'clock Eastern, 8 and 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock Central Time, I will be on the live in the morning. So I'll see you all. You all have a good night here. God bless you. I love you.
Love you. Good night.
Good night.
God bless you.
Love you. Good night.
God bless.
Good night.
Good night.